You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Thursday, March 30th. Disney Cruise Line has announced that it'll be homeporting its largest ship ever over in Singapore. The vessel is the former Global Dream, which was ordered by Dream Cruises prior to the bankruptcy of its parent company, Genting Hong Kong. Last fall, Disney confirmed that it had bought the partially completed ship and would not be sailing it in the United States. Construction is scheduled to be completed at MV Werften Shipyard in Germany, and the not-yet-named ship is set to debut in 2025. Another upcoming vessel, Disney Treasure, is also set to debut in 2024. And MSC Cruises has opened bookings for its upcoming ship, MSC World America, which is the second in its world class following World Europa. The ship will be homeporting at Port Miami and is scheduled to debut in April of 25, offering seven-night Eastern and Western Caribbean cruises. A new feature for the vessel will be the harbor, an outdoor space for kids and families featuring a water park, zip line, playground, and food trucks. It'll also feature an 11-story slide, six specialty restaurants, and two buffets, also a new sports bar, six pools, and the MSC Yacht Club complex. The ship will join many other MSC ships sailing from the East Coast. And two special guests will be joining the inaugural transatlantic crossing for the Carnival Venezia this spring. Carnival President Christine Duffy and the line's Chief Culinary Officer, Emeril Lagasse, will be part of the first sailing, which is scheduled to depart Barcelona on May 29th. Guests will be able to meet and take part in activities and events with them, including the sail away party and the captain's Venetian toast, a fireside chat, and a cooking demonstration from Emeril. Starting June 15th, Venezia will sail year-round from Manhattan, offering 22 different cruise itineraries. And cruise line stocks were up on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation up 6%, 9.89. Royal Caribbean up 3.7%, 64.15. And Norwegian up 5.7%, 13.16. Breaking news in this week's podcast, a review of Carnival Cruise Line's Carnival Celebration at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.